All right, so compressors.
Wait, Jason, before we get started, one thing that I just realized. We're now 10 episodes in with the Big Dog Podcast.
10 already? Wow, I couldn't have done without you, Lisa. And our valued listeners, of course.
The feeling is mutual, Jason. Now let's keep a good thing going.
All right, so as I was saying, compressors are the backbone of production. But let's be honest, placement is one of those things people either overthink or totally ignore. Let's cut through it. What makes an indoor spot ideal for one of these things?
Well, the best case scenario, it's got to be a clean, dry, and well-ventilated area with enough room for maintenance, like 3 feet around the unit, minimum. And ambient temps should stay under 115 degrees, ideally much cooler.
Right, and if it's outdoors?
You can pull that off in moderate climates, but you've got to shield it from like wind, rain, and direct sunlight, and watch out for extreme temps because that can totally wreck efficiency. Oh, and if it has a variable speed drive, you need extra protection for that.
Okay, so indoors preferable, but what happens if you botch the placement? You know, stick it somewhere less than ideal.
Oh, it's not pretty. For starters, poor air circulation means you've got heat piling up, which kills the system's oil faster. And then maintenance? A nightmare. I mean, I've seen a compressor shoved into a cramped, dusty corner of a boiler room.
Wait, in a boiler room?
Yeah, I know, right? And not only was it impossible to get proper clearance for servicing, but the heat from the boiler, let's just say it didn't help. The thing ran like a sloth on a treadmill. Super inefficient.
Sounds like they were asking for a failure, Sakyan. So how do you juggle maximizing space while still giving this thing room to breathe?
It's tricky, but you've got to prioritize performance over convenience. Like, yeah, it might be tempting to cram it somewhere out of sight, but cutting corners now usually means bigger headaches later. And think about your piping flow. Central placement near your tools really helps reduce pressure drops.
All right, so skipping on placement prep is basically skipping on efficiency and reliability. Good to know. So now that we've covered placement, let's switch gears to airflow. Compressed air systems thrive on smooth airflow, right? Let's dive into loop structures. Why is a loop better than just running the pipes straight to the tools?
Simply put, a loop structure keeps the airflow balanced. It means air can move in both directions, so there's less turbulence and fewer pressure drops. Picture this. You've got air flowing through a straight line and suddenly there's a sharp corner. That's turbulence.
Oh, I get it. It's like an irrigation system, right? You can't just have all the water flow down one section and expect even coverage. A loop spreads it out evenly across the whole field.
Exactly. And for compressed air, that even flow means tools downstream get the pressure they need without wasting energy pumping air through long, obstructed pipes.
So build a loop system and avoid bottlenecks. Got it. Now, downtime's a killer for plants. What's this multi-compressor setup I keep hearing about?
Oh yeah, the base, trim, and backup approach. It's a game changer. Here's how it works. A base compressor handles your minimum load, always running at full capacity. Then there's the trim compressor, which picks up the slack during peak demand. And a backup? That's your fail-safe kicking in if one of the others goes offline.
Wait, so how does this actually help with uptime?
Think about it. If one compressor goes down, the backup steps in seamlessly. I've seen places ignore this and, one compressor failure brought the whole line to a halt. Massive production losses, frantic scrambling, it's bad.
Yeesh, sounds like insurance for your productivity, really. But what about managing heat? These machines throw off a ton of it, right?
Oh, absolutely. A single horsepower generates around 17,000 BTUs of heat per hour. So, yeah, it stacks up. Good ventilation is non-negotiable.
So, what's the move? Just slap some fans in there?
Well, fans are part of it, but you've got to think bigger. Louvered vents? Great for bringing fresh air in. Ducting? Perfect for routing hot air out. And if it's water-cooled, you've got to keep that water clean, maybe even treated.
Right, and in colder climates, you can reuse that heat, can't you?
Exactly. Instead of wasting it, you can use the heat to warm other areas in winter. It's an efficiency 2-for-1, better for your compressor and for your energy bills.
All right, we've talked about maximizing efficiency from airflow to heat management. Now let's shift to the glue that holds it all together, maintenance. It's not the most exciting topic, but skip it, and all those efficiency gains? Gone. So, what's the number one thing people tend to miss here?
Honestly, thinking a new compressor doesn't need as much attention. I mean, I get it. It's brand new. everything's working like a dream, but skipping regular maintenance early on can lead to big headaches later. It's a kind of a ticking time bomb.
Right? And then you've got shortcuts. Generic parts, cheaper oil. People trying to save a buck. What's the real cost of that?
Oh, it adds up fast. First off, the manufacturer's warranty, poof, gone. And those generic parts, they might seem fine at first, but they'll burn out faster. Or worse, mess with the system's efficiency. You save today, but you're spending tomorrow on downtime and repairs.
So OEM parts aren't just a gimmick. They're like insurance for your equipment's performance.
Exactly. And it's not just parts. Maintenance has to match the manufacturer's guidelines or you lose that performance edge. These machines are precise. Treating them like they're replaceable is just plain reckless.
That's harsh but fair. And what about training? Operators play a big role in keeping these things running, right?
Oh, 100%. I've seen how training, or the lack of it, can make or break a system. Real quick, there was this shop I visited. They had a newer guy on maintenance, but no one had properly trained him. During a routine check, he kind of skipped a lockout tag out, nearly turned into a mess. Thankfully, someone caught it in time.
Whoa. So it's not just about technical problems. It's about avoiding accidents that could have been prevented with proper training.
Exactly. And it's not just the operators. Team-wide awareness of safety protocols makes a huge difference. Training pays for itself in fewer accidents and smoother operations.
All right, it's clear. Take maintenance seriously, follow the OEM's plan, and don't cheap out on shortcuts. Efficiency costs up front, but the long-term payback is worth it.
Totally. Proper care doesn't just save you money. It keeps your compressors running like they should, reliable and efficient for years to come.
And that's why maintenance isn't optional. On that note, we're wrapping this up. Thanks for tuning in, everyone, and stay sharp out there.
Yeah, keep those compressors humming. Catch you next time.